This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Janet Yellen and the gang, that is her colleagues from the Federal Reserve and academic economists from far and wide, will gather in Jackson Hole starting tomorrow for the annual Economic Policy Symposium put on by the Kansas City Fed. It is a much-anticipated conference, this one is. Ben Bernanke used it just a couple of years ago to hint at the Fed's plans for quantitative easing, the end of which is much on Wall Street's radar right now, because the fact is that the central bank just ain't what it used to be. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith gets us going.
You could say during the recession, the Federal Reserve went from a mild-mannered Clark Kent to an ultra-proactive super Fed. Edwin Truman is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Its job was fairly narrowly defined to focus on inflation. But in the crisis, they ended up using tools that had not been used since the 1930s and inventing a whole bunch of new tools.
Tools like quantitative easing, where the Fed started pumping $85 billion into the economy every month.
I do think that the bank has fundamentally changed.
Economist Jared Bernstein was a member of President Obama's economic team. He says the central bank went from reactive to proactive. And he says it's now looking like it will get even more proactive under Federal Reserve Chief Janet Yellen, stepping into an oversight role.
When Chair Janet Yellen says, "I don't think the Fed has the luxury of ignoring bubbles in financial markets," that's different from either of her last two predecessors.
And even if Yellen wanted to retire the red cape, she'd find it hard.
You're not going to put the genie back in the bottle.
Again, the Peterson Institute's Edwin Truman.
It creates what we economists call a moral hazard. So if things get in trouble, the Federal Reserve will ride to the rescue.
Truman says now that the central bank has flexed its monetary muscles to save the U.S. economy and maybe even the world, no one will ever look at the mild-mannered Fed the same way again. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.